Speed. I'm Gene Lance, and the beautiful redhead is here.
Good morning, it's Bonnie Mathias.
We like to start things off with Workers' Beat about everything from the point of view of working families.
Is your mic on, Gene?
With
is your mic on? Is my mic on?
I think it
on?
Is.
Our mic is on? Okay. All right.
We like to start off with things you can do.
Yeah, so if you're calling right now, you need to wait for just a minute because Gene's going to give the news you can use. And then we'll start taking calls, okay?
April the 6th from 4 to 6 p.m., a movie screening about Korean women who were forced into prostitution during World War II. This will be at the Harold Clark Simmons Hall, room 101A, Southern Methodist University, 6401 Airline Road in Dallas. April the 17th, the vote begins at the Volkswagen plant, I believe it's in Tennessee. Something like April 21st or 3rd, we'll hear the vote on how the auto workers are doing on organizing the South. A historic thing if they do it. April the 20th from 9 in the morning to 2 in the afternoon, annual stakeholders meeting for the Dallas Peace and Justice Center will be held at the White Rock United Methodist Church, 1450 Old Gate Lane in Dallas. April the 20th from 9:30 in the morning to 4:30 in the afternoon, a teach-in for neighborhood environmental justice at Friendship West Baptist Church, 2020 West Wheatland Road.
Awesome.
April the 21st from 2 to 4 p.m., environmental justice rally at Fish Trap Lake Park, 2400 Singleton Boulevard. April the 22nd, nonviolent civil disobedience training for environmental justice. April the 23rd, last day for county officers to receive ballot by mail applications.
Yes.
So that they can vote by mail.
Yes.
In May 4th.
Yes.
April the 23rd is the last day to receive federal postcard applications. May the 1st at noon, the Dallas chapter of Texas Alliance for Retired Americans will have a picnic at Kid Springs Park. Everyone's invited. May the 4th at 2 p.m. International Workers' Day celebration at the APWU Hall, 2010 Postal Way.
That's yeah,
the
postal employee. That's going
to
be fun.
To Jane Elkins, and she might very
she
well
might be.
She
might be channeling her.
She is channeling Jane Elkins. So everybody that doesn't know who Jane Elkins is, and everybody who thinks Jane Elkins should have had some say-so, should have had some comments before they hanged her, might want to see this play. It's only 7 minutes. So you're going to have more chances to see it, brother.
Hey, Gene. Yeah, I missed out swooping down there with you. But let me tell you something. Whether you know it or not, take it from me. You got a red hot deal going with that plate. That thing is going to catch fire. It's going to blow up. It's going to completely blow up. You can see it now. I was talking to one of my contacts down in Ellis County, and the guy was so excited. He said, man, God must have sent me here to meet you tonight. He wants to go with a bunch of contacts and move it around. But for airtime's sake, what have you, take this number down. I'm going to give you a number, and I want you to call me.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes, yep, sir.
Okay, it's 469-245-1567. And okay, just mention the play, and I know who you are. But no, you got a red hot deal going on. Keep it going. You got my support. Sorry to make it, but hey, we're gonna make this thing really blow.
Awesome.
You know now,
hey,
you understand, don't you? This is only a 7 minute play.
That's okay. If it's 3 minutes, you got a goodie.
Well, Olenka Green has another 30-45 minutes worth of information to share afterwards in a discussion.
Cool.
But the play itself is only 7 minutes long.
Yeah, but see, that what comes after is what makes the other so important.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you something. What's your impression of Jane Elkins? What do you know about Jane Elkins?
Well, I know that she got a bum deal with not being able to utter a word in court. But that was the thing back in the day, Gene, when you could take someone disenfranchised and they would have a trial, nothing but a sham,
right,
and you go into court and you if they let you say it anything, none of it could be admissible in terms of going in the record. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that was a big nothing burger. So that's what that was all about. Well,
that's what the play is about. The play is, see, because the transcript of the trial says that she didn't say anything. And we think that that's not possible.
If she had the guts to kill a slave master,
surely she had the guts to speak up in trial. So we think she was silenced.
But if you check the record, she didn't say anything because it was not admissible in terms of being entered into the record.
They just didn't write down what she said.
Right. But that's what about. She said something. It was nothing but a moan and a groan to let them know how the punishment was. But no slaves, and even afterwards, if you went to court, if they let you in court, whatever you said could not be admissible to go into the record. So that's really all about.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now I got one more question. Do you think Olinka? Olinka Green, wait till you hear her. But here's a question that came up. Do you think that Jane Elkins was pregnant when they hanged her?
That's a heck of a question. I wouldn't have enough information to go with that. But I do know that some of the hangings, there's a hanging in my hometown down in Dodgeville, Mississippi, many, many years ago. Mm-hmm. And what they did, this lady and her husband killed the plantation owner who was cheating them and abusing them. Yeah. So they mutilated him, cut off her breast, cut genitalia off. That pregnancy, or maybe cutting a lady's stomach, all that kind of stuff, it was to dehumanize and send a signal to the rest of the blacks. Mm-hmm. Never try this ever, ever, ever again.
I understand hundreds of people came to watch Jane Elkins hang.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sure they brought their slaves because they wanted their slaves to see it.
Right. And it's the same thing. You look at Donald Trump and stuff that's going on now. If you're not to a white supremacist, something along that line, they're going to punish you 50 times as hard as they would if a white would just like Trump gave Obama's phone number and address, whatever. And they caught this guy. He was armed to the teeth, whatever. And they brushed it off as like, "Oh, this is just a guy that loved guns, running around, what have you." And
that's what all those guys there on January 6th, they were tourists. You know, they was just they was hanging out. Right. They were just tourists.
Yeah, I have been a tourist. When I was a tourist, I had luggage, had a toothbrush, toothpaste. So I mean, what a joke!
I didn't have body armor on.
I'll say this now, get off the air, let's get some airtime. Donald Trump is suicidal right now, and he has passed his jail time already.
We got to get somebody else on. Thank you very much. They're waiting. Thanks so much. Good morning. Thanks for calling, KNON. Thanks so much for waiting. You're on the air.
Hello.
You're on the air. I think they fell asleep while
let's go to the next one.
My question is, was Jane Elkins pregnant when they hanged her?
Wow, that's heavy.
It's a black slave woman.
Nobody's there.
Good morning. Thanks for calling KNON.
There's nobody there. Now there's somebody.
Okay. Good morning. Thanks for calling KNON. You're on the air.
Jane, can you hear me?
Yeah, you're on the air.
This is Imani. Good morning. How y'all doing?
Morning. Do you think Jane Elkins was pregnant when they hanged her?
Well, I'm looking at the picture. Get you a book called Without Sanctuary. You can buy the Pan-African Connection. I'm looking at the picture. And what she did, she didn't do anything but be the wrong color. That's the only problem. But I'm looking at the book. And by the way, I'm looking at the picture, actually. I got the pictures. Mm-hmm. Without Sanctuary, the book. Did you get to read that book I brought you by Dr. Todd Anderson?
Yeah, well, I read the first chapter and I scanned it, yeah.
Well, so real quickly.
I understand the philosophy behind it.
Well, the page I'm looking at now is the page 223. It's real short. By the way, Dr. Anderson's 90 years old and he's real sick. And we're studying that with our Power Non Corporation. We're studying that in our think tank. But CRT, life is not a theory. Just like my friend died the other day with cancer. Until we get rid of this cancer in America with the truth, John, 8:32, the truth will set us free. And I know it's quick, but Bonnie, I've been voting since 56 years, ever since 1970, before I went to Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I love my country, and I hear what you're saying. I'm not disagreeing with you what you said, but my great grandchildren now, I'm trying to give them, if America would quit this CRT and start CRT truth, then I think America could get rid of this cancer. And I'm praying for the soul of America and all people. We need to love one another and come together
and vote.
Thank you, my call.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
We got people waiting. Are you done? Okay, good morning. Thanks for calling KNON. Thanks for waiting. They didn't wait.
Hey, you got to hold on for 13 seconds. 972-647-1893.
The question I asked was Jane Elkins pregnant when they hanged her? 972-647-1893.
That's a scary comment.
KNON actually. Yeah, yes, it is. There is a picture that I put on the internet. It's not actually Jane Elkins. It's another woman that was lynched in 1911. They lynched, hundreds and hundreds of people.
Yeah.
Are they there? Good morning. Thanks for calling KNON.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I listen to y'all all the time. I enjoy your program.
Thank you.
I'm a homeless guy, and I've been homeless since July the 7th. My wife run off with everything, and I do have a car, so I've been sleeping on a parking lot since July, and I've applied at a couple places, and they tell me I'm 4 months, 40 people behind. And I'm not just looking, I don't want to look for shelter, to stay in a shelter, but I'm trying to find somewhere that I can, find a place to, stay on a daily, on a daily basis. But I just don't want to stay in a shelter.
Have you been over to City Square?
No, I don't know what it is. I'm not really from here.
Okay, City Square is on Malcolm X. And it's their opportunity center.
Right.
And that's exactly what it is, an opportunity center. So they have a lot of resources there. I am a strong proponent of City Square.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you have your own phone, brother?
Yes, uh-huh.
Do you want to give out your number in case somebody got some other ideas for you?
Yeah, it's 501. 744-8751. Now, I work every day, so I'm not on the street bum. I'm trying to do is, in fact, I even go around and feed the ones that don't have anywhere to stay.
Mm-hmm. Let me check that number, 501-644-8751. Is that right?
No, 744.
Okay, I'm sorry.
501-744-8751.
Okay, I got it this time. You're just looking for a place to stay, right?
Make your way over to City Square. On Malcolm X.
City Square.
Yep, City Square. Okay. Opportunity Center.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you so much. Keep me in your prayers.
Absolutely. Thank you.
And you can call us, too, at 972-647-1893. The station just loves it when you call because the KNON is the voice of the people.
That's right.
I ask people if Jane Elkins was pregnant when they hanged her.
Man, that's
we don't know.
We don't, of course not.
We don't know anything about Jane Elkins. Because the transcript of the trial says that she didn't say anything, possibly be true.
I don't think so either. She had the nerve to murder somebody,
Good morning. Thanks for calling KNON. Thanks for waiting.
Good morning. I just had a question. When's the play going to be and what time?
Okay.
When are we going to do the play again, you mean? We haven't got an actual date. We just got, we know that the AFL-CIO is going to celebrate International Workers' Day on May the 4th at 2 p.m. From 2 to 4.
Yes.
And they said we could do the play somewhere in that period.
Cool.
And that's at 2010 Postal Way. 2010 Postal Way.
And that's going to be a really fun celebration. We got bounce house for the kids and food and drinks.
Is that free?
Yes.
I saw that on the leaflet, and I said, I wonder who's paying for this.
Well,
they got food and they're going to have stuff for the kids, yep. Bounce house, and you know, outdoor stuff.
And there'll be a talent show. I can't wait.
Traditionally, May the 1st is, or you know, International Workers' Day is celebrated with a picnic. But you don't ever know if it's going to rain,
yeah.
Especially in May in Dallas.
Yeah.
So they're doing it in a hall that's got a pretty big yard.
Yeah.
So we'll be doing outdoor stuff if the weather permits, and if not, this is a nice big hall.
Yeah.
So we'll be doing stuff inside too. So that's May the 4th, 2 to 4 p.m. at 2010 Postal Way, International Workers' Day.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Okay, thank you for what y'all do.
Thank you.
We do think Jane Elkins deserves to have a voice. And
absolutely.
Let me tell you. Olenka Green has just flat run off with this idea.
I love it.
I mean, I love it.
That's so cool.
She looks like Jane Elkins. She sounds like Jane Elkins. She makes every point that Jane Elkins made. It's actually thrilling to see her do that. And I know what she's going to say because I wrote it. But it's amazing
the way she does it. You guys could be superstars, you know? I mean,
she's going to be, I know.
But you wrote the play.
We got to take a break. Be right back.
This morning. Something seemed kind of strange.
That's a very appropriate song.
Yeah. Machines took his place.
Yeah, because everybody's talking about artificial intelligence.
Oh my gosh. Right? Oh my gosh.
And they're just ignoring the fact that it's going to take jobs worldwide.
I heard a man call in this morning talking about some product that supposedly Oprah Winfrey was hawking. That is artificial intelligence. That is not Oprah Winfrey.
Yeah, in other words, it's being used to spread disinformation and lies.
You know, there's a guy that like helped invent this stuff that says there's a 99.99% chance that AI will destroy America, will destroy the world.
Good Lord.
Okay. Thanks, buddy.
And the worst scenario of all is that movie, the one that Arnold Schwarzenegger plays a robot.
Terminator.
The Terminator, yeah.
Yeah.
In that one, see, artificial intelligence is running the world.
Yeah.
And they're creating all these war machines, and they are...
That's just what we need, right?
They're destroying the last humans.
Yep.
And that's the setting for the movie.
Yeah.
And so that's what some people think artificial intelligence will do.
Well,
it's not what I think it's going to do, but I do think it's going to take an awful lot of people's jobs. And I don't think people are ready for that, except for Bernie Sanders and what's the name of the guy that's the president of my union? Sean Fain. Okay, Bernie Sanders and Sean Fain are saying we need to cut the working hours.
32 hours.
New technology is not a bad thing by itself.
No.
New technology don't do anything. It just lies there.
That's right. People
use it to lay people off.
Yeah.
So all we got to do is say, look, you can use this new technology and make the world better for everybody,
mm-hmm.
but we're going to take a little more leisure time ourselves.
That's right.
So if you lower the working
hours,
every time productivity goes up, every time we make more stuff in an hour, then we take fewer hours.
That's right.
And everything will be just fine.
It'll all balance out.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
So, but then nobody's proposing that except for Sean Fain, the president of the United Auto Workers, and Senator Bernie Sanders.
That's, you know, those guys are pretty progressive. I still want that T-shirt, Gene.
The one that says, eat the rich?
Yes, dear God, I need that so bad. If I had that shirt, I would totally wear it today to the Deep Ellum Arts Festival.
Well, what's the one you're wearing now?
Well,
I can't say it.
I can't say it on the air.
She's got a cuss word on
it. But it says my give a factor is very low.
Oh, her factor of giving up with people's is very low today. Yeah, so look
low.
Out.
Very low.
I'll tell you, if you know Bonnie Mathias, you look out pretty much all the time.
I love that shirt that I have that has the Rosie the Riveter on it, and it says your first mistake. No, it says your mistake was just thinking I'm your first mistake is thinking is just thinking I'm an old lady. And I think it was you that said that should say your last mistake was thinking you're an old lady.
972-647-1893. I asked the question, was Jane Elkins pregnant when she was hanged?
That's heavy, Jane.
Now, nobody knows anything about Jane Elkins because she was not allowed to speak, or rather they didn't write it down. So call and let us know if you think Jane Elkins was pregnant when they hanged her. Good morning. Thanks for calling KNON.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Good morning. Oh.
Hundreds and thousands of people are listening.
Hello?
All you got to do is talk.
Talk. Hello?
This happens. This is happening.
We can hear you.
I think they're intimidated.
Oh, well.
Either that or maybe they're like me, don't know how to work their phone.
Okay. Okay. I don't know. Try back. But you, when we say good morning, you're on the air, you have to talk. Because that means that good morning, you're on the air.
Here's a question, too. Crystal Mason. Now, Crystal Mason is alive. We can ask Crystal Mason.
Oh,
what she
my
thinks.
God. God bless you, Crystal Mason.
She can speak. This is the woman that mistakenly thought she could vote
and cast a provisional ballot that was not even counted.
Right.
But the secretary, or the attorney general of this state,
who is a crook himself,
prosecuted her. Sure
prosecuted
did.
Prosecuted the heck out of her.
Decided she was going to spend 5 years in prison.
Okay, here's the question. If Crystal Mason did not vote illegally, why did it take so long to get her out of jail?
Because she's in Texas.
And because she's
black.
972-647-1893. You don't have to listen to our opinions. You can give your own opinions. At UT Austin, they have announced a round of firings.
Oh, God.
People are losing their jobs.
Because
they stood up for black people.
Yep. Yep.
Their job. They were in DEI. What does that stand for, Bonnie?
Diversity, equity, and inclusion.
They were doing that.
Bad. That's bad.
Here comes Attorney General Paxton saying, I'm going to sue the pants off of this university if they don't fire these people and quit practicing diversity, equity, and inclusion. Right.
That's right.
So they had to.
Okay.
They fired them. The students are protesting. God love them.
Let's take a call. Hooray. Good morning. Thanks for calling KNON. Hello.
Yeah, this is Red Ghost. How you doing?
Good morning, Red Ghost.
Okay. Hey, Bunny, I don't want to change the subject or anything. You and Jen, you got a good topic going on. But I just want to give a big shout out to the Enough is Enough organization. I think there's going to be that Earth Day take action for environmental justice.
Uh-huh.
I think you're a part of that.
I am.
Okay, cool. I just wanted to piggyback off of what we were talking about earlier on the show, and I think you're going to have a little bit more information about it. I just wanted to call in. And y'all got a good show. Yeah, I think she was pregnant when the young lady was hung.
I think you're right. Olenka
Green is going to do a beautiful job. That young lady is a beautiful, beautiful actress.
She's going to deliver.
She's going to deliver. That 7 minutes. To overwhelm everybody, to make everybody feel real.
I wish I was a
good guy in this. I'm the villain.
He's the bad guy.
I'm the villain.
Everything has to have a bad guy though, right?
I play Judge John H. Reagan. You know anything about him?
Judge John H. Reagan.
He got the bad name to start with.
First of all, he was a hanging judge.
Okay, well, there you go.
And second of all, he was the postmaster general for the Confederacy. So he was very high up in the hierarchy of the Confederacy.
Well, that's not good.
So Dallas named a school after him.
Of course we did.
Yeah, awesome.
Wait a minute now. Wait a minute.
Thank you, brother.
Wait, brother.
Wait. We got two more calls.
You were pushing. Okay. You were pushing for an event. You didn't tell the time and place for the event.
Oh yeah, I am very sorry. I was gonna let Bunny do that, but it's gonna be Saturday, April 20th.
Yes.
And that's gonna be the citywide pick in. And it's gonna be another one's gonna be Sunday the 21st, and that's gonna be the Environment Justice Relief. Right.
That's a fish trap lake. That's a fish trap. I announced that when we first started. Okay, good deal.
Okay, I just want to let people know that other people out there listening to it too. So
yes, good. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Direct action on the 22nd of April.
Hey, well, man.
We just want to make it happen. We just want to try to make it happen.
100%. Good for you. Thank you. Thank you.
972-647-1893.
Good morning. Thanks for calling KNON.
Hey,
Bob,
this is Brian.
Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, we're here. What's up?
Hello, Gene. Good morning, Gene.
Good morning, Gene. He
said,
good morning. Okay. What's up?
Hey, what's up? Hey, Gene, this is Brian in Dallas. Good morning, you guys. Hey, I wanted to ask you, Gene, Sean Fain, right? Do you think that he's going to stop, or are you guys going to stand up against the BYD electric EV auto manufacturer over in China? And do you know much about the gentleman that started BYD? Do you guys out there know that he once upon a time worked for General Motors as an engineer, and then he went over to China to start at BYD, and now they're overtaking Tesla in auto sales, and they're also moving into Europe to take over Europe and Volkswagen and Peugeot and all these other automobile manufacturers that are overseas, mm-hmm. and they also import cars back here in the United States. Are you guys going to allow this BYD to be sold in the United States?
Uh-huh. Do I think they're going to allow it? Oh, I don't know. I have no idea. But I do know what Sean Fain's going to do about it since you brought it up. Because something came up just this week that kind of amazed me. Sean Fain is helping the Mexican unions to organize the auto industry
there. I love it.
That's the way to do it. Rather than going to the government and saying, here, government, help us protect us.
No, we organize them.
Sean Fain is saying, let's go to the workers and organize them.
Amen, brother.
And because it don't ever work. It has never worked to go to the government and say, please protect us, because they just don't do it. They work for the big corporations. So he's going to the other workers and saying, let's get organized. And he's going to say that to other companies in other countries too. Does that answer your question?
Another thing you might fix, so basically like GM and Ford and Dodge that are down there in Mexico, are you saying that they're not union?
No, they're not. But they will be. Some of them are.
There's some of them are, mm-hmm. but when you say union, you know, there's some unions are company unions, and some unions are sponsored by the government, and some unions are sponsored by gangsters. But to go to the workers, he's going to the workers themselves.
Right, yeah. The reason I've had a BYD has been a lot in the news as far as, you know, what they're doing as far as they're trying to get into the United States. They're also, the Mexico president also is going to allow BYD to build a manufacturing plant down there. They're claiming that's a gateway to get into the United States, but I just was wondering what you guys think, and, you know, being in the union and stuff, and Sean Fain, if they're going to allow these cars to be sold here in the United States, because that's going to really do it, some, you know, against all auto union workers and our steel manufacturers, you know.
Mm-hmm. What if they're union workers building them cars?
I'll tell you my prejudice. My prejudice is that I'm in favor of Sean Fain. Yep. Everything he's done so far was beyond my expectations.
Yep.
It was better than any UAW president I've seen, and I've been in the UAW 50, 60 years.
We got a bunch of calls, Gene. Thank you for calling, sir. Appreciate you.
Go ahead, then.
Good morning. Thanks for calling KNON.
Good morning, Gene Bonnie.
Good morning.
I wanted to make an announcement that I wasn't able to make earlier. Dr. Edwards is trying to open up that hospital on Hampton, 29 Hampton.
Uh-huh.
And he wants He wants to go. He's going to take a tour of it Friday morning, this upcoming Friday morning at 9 o'clock, and he wants people to come down there and show their support.
Where is it?
I think it's at 2929 Hampton, but you can get the details when you call his Urgent Care Clinic.
Okay.
Marcellus.
Is that
Avenue,
the one that's the one that's down there by Keith Park?
I'm not sure exactly what location. It's the one that was closed. Been closed for a while.
Yeah. It's down there near Keast Park on Hampton. Yeah. Okay, so that'll be next Friday at 9, you say? And you want people to turn out. Okay.
Right. And you can call the Urgent Care Clinic on Monday, and they'll give you any details that you need.
All right. Thanks, Leon. Appreciate it, man.
I was once thrown out of that hospital.
No.
972-647-1893. You can
call. Good morning. Thanks for calling K&O N. Hello?
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Bonnie and Jean. Thank you so much for all you do. My name is Dee. I'm up in Plano. I always love listening to K&O N every Saturday, practically every day, any chance I get. I just love the music. I just love the topics that are discussed.
Cool.
So, Gene, what you're doing, telling this story, is just, I'm just very happy to hear it. About Miss Lynn.
You mean about Jane Elkins?
I'm sorry, Miss Jane Elkins.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever I have watched documentaries and about lynchings, I mean, it's just so distressing. It just breaks your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm always, there's one picture of always seen of a woman, like she's dressed in white and she's lynched. I don't know her story. I don't know if this is the woman you're talking about, or who she is, but they always show that image of that one woman and black woman. And it just haunts me. And so I'm very happy that you're doing this story. I haven't heard the whole background of it. Is it something that you're going to put on?
Yeah.
Yes, they're performing
We're going to perform this everywhere we can, everybody that gives us a chance, because we want Jane Elkins to finally have a voice 150 years later. Mm-hmm. Do you think, you're the first woman that's called, I want to ask you this, do you think she was pregnant when they hanged her?
I don't know her story, but I would not be surprised.
Yeah.
Why would you assume that?
I mean, the atrocities and the way women were treated, you know, they were just victimized and just abused by the slave owners or anyone, you know. So I would not be surprised. And, you know, if she did not speak, I mean, yes, she had the courage and to take this person down. But if she did not speak, I wouldn't be surprised either, because maybe, you know, she did what she had to do. Maybe she was afraid, or, you know, you could imagine what was surrounding her, that she may not even have said anything.
We don't think she could be afraid, because she did. She said she was executed for murdering a white slave owner.
He wasn't even an owner. He was a borrower. He had borrowed
He rented her
to take because his wife had died. That's not suspicious at all, is it? I watch too much Dateline, and
we don't know much about him either. But it's interesting to me about whether or not she was pregnant. Do we have people waiting?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so very much.
Thank you.
Keep up the good work. Bye-bye.
Good morning. Thanks for calling K&O N. Thanks for waiting.
Okay. Thanks. Hello. Hurry.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My favorite people.
Oh, good morning.
How are you guys doing?
Good.
I think she was pregnant, Jane Atkins.
Uh-huh.
You know, I had
why? Why do you think that?
Because the law tell everything that we should know, you know. Back then in those days, they don't let us know about the person, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I just think that she was, in my belief, you know, and that's bad.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very sad situation, you know. Not that they just killed this one person; they killed two.
That's right.
You know, that's what I think. You know?
Okay.
But my discussion with y'all guys, aren't you guys tired of listening about the clips?
No, I can't wait. I'm so excited. I know it's probably going to be cloudy, and I'm not going to get to see squat, but hey.
Yeah.
It'll be fun anyway.
We got to talk about that some more, but we got to take a break.
Thank you so much. Okay. Have a great weekend. Guys. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. We'll be right back.
Programming on KNON is sponsored in part by South Dallas Smiles. Located in Dallas near Fair Park, South Dallas Smiles offers general dentistry for both children and adults. South Dallas Smiles offers Invisalign and Canon orthodontic aligners. South Dallas Smiles is open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 5, and Fridays, 8 to noon, and some Saturdays. The address is 4432 Malcolm X Boulevard in Dallas. The phone number is 214-565-4330. South Dallas Smiles, the office of Dr. Demetra Jones.
Are you ready to add some energy to your day? Tune in to KNON Land Energy Shows for 4 hours of Tejano, cumbias, and more. Monday through Saturdays from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. Thursdays and Saturdays, it's nothing but Tejano, noon to 4 p.m. And keep the party going on Fridays from midnight to 4 a.m. Connect with the DJs, listen to the past shows, see the playlist, and find the music at KNON.org. Turn up the volume with KNON Land Energy Shows.
No time to play.
That was Bonnie and Gene murdering a song.
Murdering that song. Thank you very much.
By the great Fats Domino. 972-647.
We got all kinds of people calling.
Thanks
good morning.
Thanks for calling KNON. Thanks for waiting.
Good morning.
Yes. Y'all there. Yes, you can. By those legends, it was legend documented in 44 out of the 50 states. Did you know that?
Yeah. Yeah. Go to the lynching memorial in Alabama. You'll see all about it.
That's right. It documents all the history of it is right there.
That's right. That's right.
It wouldn't be, but there was a guy in Alabama that dug it all up. Mm-hmm.
The Justice Initiative. Yeah. That's right.
It's a book I call 100 Years of Lynching. If you want to check it out.
Yeah, that's the book. That's the book that the NAACP sold, and that's how they got the funds together to create the NAACP.
Wow!
It's a wonderful book.
And also I read something that shocked me on the internet a while back. But I read some black dude was over in Germany during Hitler's rise. He said something somewhere or another. They took him to Hitler. He knew about Booker T. Washington, Paul Rosa.
Yes.
One of the most shocking questions he asked him, he spent 4 hours with him. He said, why do y'all tolerate lynchings?
Right.
That's what Hitler asked him.
Hitler used the United States as a model.
Yep.
For his racist policies. It's true.
That's so true.
And now we try to get back there. Oh my God.
And this something else that shocked me on the internet was the lawman Bass Reeves. Have you ever heard of the famous black lawyer, the black lawman back in the old days?
Bass
Reeves.
Yes. Yeah.
He had a statue up to him in Arkansas.
He went into Oklahoma too, I think.
I think so.
Yeah, right. All throughout the West, and he was. What shocked me was that he started out as a member of the Confederacy. Did you know that?
No,
well,
I didn't.
Well, you know, some people see the light, some don't.
That's why he has a statue in a southern state, because they knew it all along. He was one of them.
Oh, my
I'll be darned.
Okay.
All
right. Thanks for calling, man. Have a great weekend.
972-647.
Good morning. Thanks for calling KNON. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes. I would like to know, what is the address of the building of 20 and Postal Way? What
Postal
specific
Way?
Place is that?
2010
Postal. POSTAL way.
Yeah.
That's the APWU, which is the American Postal Workers Union. It's their union hall.
2010 Postal Way. It's, if you know where the bulk mailing center is, on Highway 30, right outside of Dallas, it's straight north of there.
Yep. It's right.
Right okay. Straight yep. north of the bulk mailing center.
And okay. It's going to be today.
No, May 4th.
That's May
4th from 2 to 4.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
No. Good morning. All right. Good morning. Thanks for calling KNON.
Good morning. How are y'all doing today?
Good. Thank you. How are you?
Oh, fine. This is Carolyn Arnold.
Hi.
I wanted to make a quick announcement for the working people and the vacationing people on Monday, April 8th, from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. We are inviting citywide viewing at Keith Park, the celebration, 3080 Southampton Road. And so we're inviting all those folks who have that time to come out for food, entertainment, solar eclipse viewing, and, of course, a little education on what we are experiencing on that day.
So I just want to take time
and make sure y'all share that with us. And everything, of course, the food trucks will be free up to I think, about 100 people. So, you know, we get there, and we're going to start probably serving around 12 o'clock because we want to be in position before the viewing or the revealing or whatever is in store for us with the clouds on Monday.
We shall see.
That'll be great.
Hopefully.
All right.
Well, let me ask you one. While we're, Councilwoman Arnold, while you're on, do you want to recommend the yes or no vote on May 4th? Or do you just want people to make up their own minds?
We have to, because, you know, we have to always be careful about ethics, and the legal team has already advised us about taking a position.
Yes,
but we do want folks to get in and read it. There are some benefits to those who read and look in particular funding categories.
I
know we have the funding categories in park, street, alleys, and it's going to be very good reading and decision making, because we need folks to show up. Because just you all mentioned about what's going on in Austin now with DEI, we're going to continue to see a government that does not support us locally.
Amen.
When we continue to embrace DEI. So we've got to grab the money while it's here now.
Yeah.
And that's what we're seeing now with the bond money.
Mm-hmm.
And even though, quickly, I just want to say this, folks need to wake up and stay woke, because on that same state level, we had to get the language for our bond package approved by the Attorney General's office, because I tried my best to put information in around equity and some of the terminology, and so we were told that had to be cleared. So
there's
handprints and footprints of everything, and folks don't understand. Even like when the census is coming up, we've got to get involved to get this money and try to get it while we can. Because if we don't count, we don't count.
That's right.
You see what
That's like saying if somebody wants to do good, they have to ask the devil first.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And that's what folks might understand. This is real. The history of Hitler, that's real.
Mm-hmm.
The history of this thing with Trump, that's real.
Mm-hmm.
It is designed to oppress the very people who put the folks in office. And I still don't get this thing. We need to be woke to change the dynamics of the infrastructure that's
Amen.
Trying to oppress us.
Amen.
And
good
so
for you.
We've got to keep pushing out. But that bond is very important.
Mm-hmm.
Bond and bondee and QC, you're all very important. So stay woke and get to the polls and vote on that day. It is going to be important that we do that as a community.
Amen.
Thank you so much for letting me share. Okay, thank you for your work. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
972-647-1893. A bunch of people waiting. Good morning. Thanks for calling KNON. Thanks for waiting. You're on the air.
All right. Is that my turn?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
This is right now. Jean, for the Jane Elkins question.
Mm-hmm.
She could have been pregnant. My question is, how many children did she have before she was lynched?
Mm-hmm. Good question. That's a better question than mine, isn't it?
Yeah, that's
how many children does she have?
Mm-hmm. Wow. Four. And I'd like to know more information on her. And I also would like to know, are you going to put that up on your social media for people who can't make it to the play, the 7 minutes? Can you run that on your show?
Sooner or later, we're going to put it on this show. We're gonna actually bring the actors in here and do it on this show as a radio play.
Cool.
We don't want to get, we don't want to do it yet because people are still coming. And you really, you got to see Alenka Green in her outfit. She is, she is, just her outfit takes 20 minutes to explain because she's got this outfit that's just full of history.
Wow.
But that's good.
Oh, that's so exciting.
That helps average people that, like myself so that we can enjoy this play because it's quite interesting.
May 4th.
You made a very good point. How many children did she have, before they hanged her?
Yeah, that's a really good question.
That's a very good question. Yeah. And also, I want to make sure that everybody see Department of Transportation, Pete Buttigieg brought the money here to Dallas.
Yes. Thank you. That's right.
$80 million. So thank you, Joe Biden, infrastructure.
Thank you, Joe. Keep doing it, Joe.
I'm trying to say that he's not doing anything. Let's say, like Miss Arnold said, pay attention.
That's right.
All right. Y'all have a good day.
Thank you, man.
972-647-1893.
Good morning. Thanks for calling K&O. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, I was calling at a great show on today, and I was calling, there was going to be a job fair this coming Friday from 10 to 12 at Refreshing Springs Church of God in Christ at 1308 Rogers Avenue, Lancaster, Texas, Dakota 75134. Bring your resumes. There's going to be like 20 or more people that are hiring on the spot. Anyone needs a job, see us this Friday from 10 to 12, Refreshing Springs Church of God in Christ at Lancaster, Texas.
Thank you. That's excellent.
Would you mind emailing that to me? Because I don't do so well with writing stuff down. Email it to me. Just go to genelance.org and contact me.
Okay.
Because I want to be able to announce it next week.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
I do a lot of publicity besides what's on the air.
It's going to be over. It's going to be over.
But he does stuff during the week.
Yeah, I put out a lot of information.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
972-647-1893.
Good morning. Thanks for calling KNON. Hello? Hello? Are you there?
Hello?
Hello? You're on the air.
Is it me?
Yeah, it's you. It's all you.
Hey, sorry. I couldn't tell. Okay, this is Rosie.
Hi, Rose.
Hi there. I just want to make sure that you guys put out there, I don't know if you've seen that Tavita has called for a particular big rally day of action at the Molson Coors picket line.
Awesome.
Today.
Awesome.
Today.
So it's going to start, he put it out there 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., so starting now, but of course people can get there later. I'm not going to get there right at 10 a.m., but, you know, they're still on strike, and Tavita Latafe, who is, as we all know, is the Mike guy.
Brother Solidarity, and, I call him.
Bestest ever.
Yeah, Mr. Solidarity. Mm-hmm.
Can you give out the address?
Yeah, so the address of the actual picket line is 7001 South Freeway in Fort Worth, but the parking situation, if you're driving there, you should park at 7412 South Freeway, and there will be shuttles
You got it backward, Rose. The 7412 is where the picket line is. The parking is that other address.
I don't think you're right.
Give them both and let people choose.
Okay. I'm looking at something that says parking 7412. And if you look up Miller Coors on like Google Maps, it says 7001.
Okay.
But 7412 South Freeway, and we're trying to have an extra big rally to show our support. Mm-hmm. We organized this through the Tarrant County Labor Council, but we're trying to get everybody out there to show our support for the Teamsters that are on strike still at Molson Coors. They haven't gotten any respectable offers.
People are already gathering to support the Teamsters in a rally, and they are negotiating, are they not?
Yeah, they're negotiating, but so far they've gotten
a dollar?
Just insulting offers. Oh, not even. It's like 5 cents.
Oh,
okay.
Isn't that special? 972-647-1893. Thank you, Rosie. We appreciate you. Tell everybody, hey, thank you.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, I want to say something about the eclipse.
Hurry, we got another call.
Okay, well, good morning. Thanks for calling KNON.
Good morning. Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, you're on the air.
It's you.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Stu Becker.
Hey, Stu.
Hey. Yeah, I just wanted to talk about Thursday, the Houston teachers had a sick out. So 100 teachers in the Houston school district had a sick out to protest the state takeover and the Mike Miles, the superintendent, who was put in by Mike Morath and Greg Abbott.
Stu, what is a sick out? Can you explain what a sick out is?
A sick out is when a whole bunch of people call in sick.
Uh-huh.
So it's kind of like a strike where they all call in sick at once. So.
Or a blue flu. Yeah, blue flu day, they sometimes call it. Okay.
So, yeah, I just wanted to let you know about that because...
Good for those teachers. Over. Are you proud of them?
Yeah, I'm really proud of them. And the Houston community for standing up against that state takeover. If you watch the school board meetings, they're pretty fiery. They got like 120 last time. I think they had like 120 speakers at the school board meeting, all blasting the Mike Miles and the board of managers who were replaced the
elected officials. Replace the elected officials.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all because of population.
Okay.
That's it.
Thank you, Stu.
Going on today.
Thank you, Stu.
Can I say one more thing?
Okay, go ahead.
Make it fast.
Well, another thing going on today, people are protesting the STAR. People are trying to boycott the STAR test, which ties into this privatization of public schools. So, that's going on today. Oak Cliff, people are talking to the community.
You can opt out of STAR. It is not mandatory your child take that test. Opt out.
Okay.
Exactly. Opt out. All right. Well, I'll talk to you guys later.
Thank you, Stu.
I got to say this one thing.
Okay.
Do not get caught on the freeway around 1:30 on Monday. People are going to be looking out their windows. They're going to be driving with their lights off. When it all goes dark, there's going to be car wrecks all over North Texas. Don't get caught on the freeway around 1:30 on Monday.
Find some place to be for the eclipse. My goodness, there's watch parties everywhere. Do not stop on the highway.
And was Jane Elkins pregnant, and did she have a lot of children? Of course she did.
Yeah, that's
They bred slaves cattle.
Yep.
She was a slave. She was pregnant.
It was awful. Awful, man. I tell you, it's awful. This is, elections. Early voting starts April 22nd. There are a whole bunch of things on this ballot. Dallas has two DISD seats. We have, Duncanville, Lancaster. There's lots, Cedar Hill, lots of locations, lots of municipalities are on this ballot. Please, take a look at what's on the ballot. Get to the polls. We got this bond package here in Dallas, in the city of Dallas. We got to think about it. Don't go in there and just start clicking yes or no. Think about it. Look at it. Vote with intelligence. Please educate, register, vote. That's what we have to do. Don't let anybody tell you that voting doesn't matter, because if it didn't matter, they wouldn't be trying to take away that right so hard.
Say goodbye, Bonnie.
Goodbye, Bonnie.